Welcome to the Narratives Library. It's hard enough being a nerd, but with a Chinese mother, the pressure can be relentless. And then our hero meets his dream girl, a gorgeous Korean, on her first day at school.
It's the first day back at school, real school. "You're going to be late," Mama yells. Her voice travels very well in our small and cramped apartment. "It's only 7:30, I say. Even the teachers don't get to school this early. In China, we used to go to school at 6 a.m., she says. "That means that we finished at midday. I mean, how cool would that be?" I stumbled into the living room, knocking over a framed Year 3 report card. Mama has all my awards up on the wall, every award that I ever got, from excellent book work to quietly doing his work. She's already framed my principal awards too. Mama says that every award brings honor to our family. I wonder if there's any room for my drawings. My school portraits are in a row above the TV. It's like a slow-mo flip cartoon. You can actually see my glasses getting bigger and thicker. There are photos of Mum and Dad too, when they were heaps younger, back in China. Dad's tall and lean like a grasshopper. There's one photo of my dad and me, just before he passed away. I'm about a month old. All these photos are in the corner where Dad's shrine is. It's one of the many things we do to honor him. Every full and half moon, Mama prays and gives him an offering, usually coffee and fruit. It's like we're all sharing a meal together. When I was younger, I thought Dad's spirit really ate it until Mama told me that he blesses the food for us. On the dining table, Mama laid out all the stuff that I need for school. A geometry kit, a ruler, decorated with pointless world facts, a brick. No, wait, it's a dictionary. "I want you to start reading it," Mama says. "What do you mean?" I weigh it in my hand. "It will help with your spelling and vocabulary." "Yeah, that's great. When I get bashed up, I'll know 5 different words that mean help." Mama already wants me to read 100 books this year. I'm talking about real books, like with all words and no pictures. If I was allowed to read comics, I'd read 1,000 books easily. I chuck all the things into my bag, which is already like stuffed with tutoring homework so I can finish that at lunchtime. I mean, it's not like I have anything else to do. I sit down and serve myself a bowl of brain thingies. Mama only bought them like because the box says they have like vitamins that make you smarter. I mean, you don't have to be smart to know that they taste like cardboard sprinkled with wood chips. My brain's like craving Cocoa Pops. I drown my cereal in milk and watch the flakes of bran float around. Mama puts on one of her Chinese CDs. I think it's Lang Lang, a famous Chinese pianist. It helps her relax before she starts her nursing shift. I'm sipping the milk from my spoon until Mandy bangs on the door. I know it's her because everyone else uses the doorbell. What sort of neighbors? She lives in the block of flats next door. Our mothers are friends, so they force us to hang out together. They want us to walk to school together so I can protect Mandy, but she can take care of herself. Mandy's one tough nut and I'm her punching bag, and I've got the bruises to prove it. When Mama opens the door, I rush up to the sink, scraping bran muck from my bowl. "Good morning, Mandy," Mama says. "You look wonderful today." "Thanks, Mrs. Wong." She swirls around to Lang Lang's music in her skirt and used sneakers with highlighter pink laces. "Hey, con nerd, we're in year 6 now, the giants of the school." Not me. There are year 4 students who are taller than me. "See ya, Mama," I say. "Don't forget your tutoring homework," she hollers back. Now it's time to listen to some real music. Mandy takes out her MP3 player and we share an earpiece each for on the way to school. We live about 3 songs away from Green Hill Public School. "That was Mama's music, not mine." "Just jokes," Mandy says. "You should hear my mum singing her Vietnamese songs." I have a pretty good idea of what it might sound like. Mandy sings all the time. "Hey, check out this U song from Jason Bobo," she says. "It's cool." I try to nod my head to the beat, but the rhythm's way too random. Like, I want to know what cool sound like anyway. I mean, maybe I could look it up in my new dictionary. Mandy swoons. "Jason and I are in the same star signs too. Aquarius." "What does that mean?" She starts tapping her thigh. "You're Pisces. You don't know anything." "I know you're a loon for believing those horoscopes." She jabs me on the shoulder. "I can predict the future. I bet we're going to be in the same class again." I hope so. No one ever really talks to me except her. That's how I win the Quiet Achiever Award all the time. So she switches off her MP3 player and hides it in her pencil case. "I'm going to find Tina," she says. "Catch you later, con nerd." I walk over to the quiet area to finish off my maths homework. I search for a picnic table, one that's not too wet from the dew. My favourite spot is underneath the shade of a towering gum tree, but there's a pretty girl sitting there. I creep up to her. She's beautiful up close with her snowy skin and her fish-shaped eyes, like she's just stepped out of a fashion magazine. Can I sit here? I mean, not next to you. I'll just be in this corner. I draw my fingers on the bench. Just until your friends come, and then I'll go. Oh, that's okay. I'm you here. She tangles up a finger in her hair like she's dipping it into a hazelnut spread. Oh, well, I'm Connor. Which school are you from? Sukmayong. What's a Suk? No, it's a school in Seoul. I've just moved here from Korea. I move up and catch a whiff of her strawberry lip gloss. I pinch my arm to double check this isn't a dream. I'm Tori, she says. What are you working on? I can scare her off with my maths homework, but I pull out my sketchbook instead. Oh, just some artwork. I love to draw cartoons. Oh, wow. She touches my hand and I melt into my shoes. They look like the dragons from Dragon Wings. My nerdy senses are tingling. How did you know? Oh, it's very popular in Korea. Toy and I chatter until the bell rings. Come on, I'll show you where we line up. We walk up to the shade sales for morning assembly. Tori smiles at me and I'm floating around like a jellyfish. Hey, nerdy Potter, think fast. I turn around. A basketball slams into my head and knocks my glasses off. Steven's howling with laughter. You owe me a slushy, Dezza, he says. I told you this dork can't catch. I slam my glasses back on, but Tori's gone. The corner of my dictionary starts digging into my back. Maybe she was a dream, or maybe she's just found out who I really am.
You've been listening to Oliver Pomervan reading from his book, Con Nerd. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.